A dozen of the patients spoke about how the non-traditional treatment they've received at Advanced Medical has helped them fight their cancers and other afflictions. Mary Burton Roberge is one of the patients who is organizing others to fight for their rights. She's had bad experiences with traditional doctors who wanted to treat her cataracts by injecting cortisone into her eyeballs, and she credits the clinic run by Joe DiStefano with saving her sight.
People came for treatment like they normally do, and they were out there and they found that Joe couldn't carry them anymore, and we had senior people out there wanting their treatment, needing their treatment, and they were weeping out in the parking lot out here. That, to me, I was in action before, but that really got me in action, and I am so determined now because of that. I'm galvanized.
DiStefano, Advanced Medical's administrative director, says that Medicare stopped reimbursing the clinic for treatment because of an investigation triggered by an allegation of Medicare fraud.
Therefore, we haven't been paid for any of the treatments for our Medicare patients in 4 months. We've carried them. We've paid for the treatments ourselves, and we've run out of our funds that we've set aside for emergencies to do that. And over the past 2 weeks, the patients have had to pay for their treatments themselves or not get them, and many of them could not afford it, and therefore that's what's prompted this meeting and the call to arms, so to speak, by them.
DiStefano says that for 7 years before the allegation, Medicare reimbursed the clinic for the non-traditional medical practices, such as intravenous treatment of antibiotics, vitamins, or minerals. But since the investigation, the employees of the clinic and many of its patients have been harassed by what they say are aggressive investigators. Donald White is a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General, or OIG.
As a matter of standard law enforcement policy, OIG can neither confirm nor deny the existence of any pending open investigation.
An audit is being conducted by Safeguard Services, LLC. They referred all inquiries to their parent company, Electronic Data Systems, who said they could not comment on any ongoing investigation. Lisa Vreeson, Deputy Director of Program Integrity with Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, says Medicare reimbursements to doctors are not automatically stopped whenever there's an investigation.
A decision to stop payment would largely come from CMS determining whether there's a significant threat to the trust fund or a request from law enforcement.
Natalia Rakowski, an immigrant from the Ukraine, has been coming to the clinic for 10 years to treat complications she attributes to the 1986 nuclear meltdown at Chernobyl.
If they close this clinic for me, for my mother, for my husband, and so many other, my friends and relatives, I send in here, all of them, they have no place to go for help.
One patient, Gertrude Foster, has been receiving treatments at Advanced Medical for 20 years.
I am for sure that if I didn't have these treatments, my symptoms would be worse. And I know that this clinic has helped many, many patients that have come here. So I'm here to fight that we keep the clinic open.
The Florida State Chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, or SCLC, helped organize a press conference following the patient's meeting. The SCLC has written letters to members of Congress on behalf of the clinic and their patients. Savelle Brown is their president and criticizes the policy of the investigating agency collecting up to 12.4% on alleged fraud claims.
With no strings attached, 12.4% commission on every dime, as long as you declare a provider's claim for servicing your patients as fraudulent. That means there is no incentive for the collection agency to really do a thorough ascertainment and evaluate whether the claim is fraudulent or not.
Rinki Parwani is the attorney representing Advanced Medical Therapy Institute.
We have a lot of elderly and sick patients, and after hearing Obama's speech 2 days ago, as well as on the radio on the way over here, he was saying he's going to cut Medicare payments. That's the last thing these patients need.
Reducing frivolous and excessive investigations is one way to save money, Parwani suggests, especially getting rid of the percentage fee paid to the company if they find alleged fraud.
Here we have auditing occurring on Medicare claims, rooms full of documents being required on valid treatments that is paying somebody 12.4% just to go through line by line when you've heard testimony over and over from patients that this is incredible treatment, valid treatment, and we have the documentation to support that. So it's a very frustrating process, and it's definitely something our president can take the lead on and do something about.
Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.